Where's hey? Whoa. Where's Barnaby?
He's dead.
He's underneath me.
How do you not notice your fucking story dog?
Fuck that dog.
No, shut up, Todd.
I am mildly insulted that you insulted my dog.
Fetching video stream?
Hey, dude,
I got to work. Fuck my life. I hate this shit.
Barnaby don't have to worry about no streaming.
Shut up. Barnaby needs to worry about breathing.
It's looking good now.
Must I don't be a know hard why life I'm wondering where your next breath is going to come from.
Aw, poor buddy.
Whose dog was that?
That was mine. See, he felt bad for your dog, Jim. Jesus, poor, let go of the tail.
That demon. Poor tail.
Fuck.
That's not what I was thinking it was.
Aggressive masturbating?
I don't know what that sound is.
Alright, we're gonna move on.
No, it's just my dog's tail hitting the door.
No, it was me typing. God damn.
Hey, I have a quiz for y'all, and I hope y'all don't have the links open. Could you name every version of Android?
Oh, fuck.
I might be able to name half of them.
Can you? What was the question?
Can you name every version of Android, like the dessert?
No.
I remember one. I remember key lime pie.
Okay, that was like five.
Donut,
or six.
Eclair.
Uh huh.
Did A, B, and C have one? Key lime pie.
No, there wasn't one. No, you skipped Froyo for one.
Okay, Froyo, so there's Froyo.
It was cupcake.
Gummy
donut,
bears?
Eclair, Froyo, gingerbread, honeycomb, ice cream sandwich.
Yeah.
H-I-J, jelly bean, K, key lime pie, L was...
Lollipop.
M was...
Marshmallow.
What was N?
Nougat? N was nougat.
It was nougat.
O was Oreo.
O was Oreo.
Oreo.
P.
P.
Was it? No.
It's the current one, so you should know this one.
Pie?
It's pie. It's just pie. So that
why is the Apple expert over here saying?
You want to know why that's important?
Because they're not doing.
Because they killed it. It's not cool anymore. Probably because they couldn't think of a dessert that started with the letter Q.
Quiche. Could have been quiche.
Is that dessert?
There's dessert quiche.
There is
dessert quiche. Yeah.
No.
Dessert quiche would just be pie.
No,
it's egg based. So
was it being based on have to do with it?
I mean,
technically, you
could
make the argument that because it's coming from pie, it's an iteration of pie.
Okay, also, they changed the logo.
Pizza.
Pizza pie.
Exactly.
Yeah, pizza pie.
They have a new logo. It's weird. But they were apparently the VP of product management at Android said that it was awfully convenient that Google picked this time to release to switch up the naming scheme. We were going to deal with that skepticism, he says. Google's actual reason for switching the naming, he says, isn't because Q is hard, but rather that desserts aren't very inclusive. We have some good names, but in each and every case, they leave a part of the world out.
Oh my God.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And then somebody also pointed out that pie isn't always dessert. Lollipop can be hard to pronounce in some regions, and marshmallows aren't really a thing in a lot of places.
I'm not going to say it.
Okay, just fucking, like, oh my God.
So Android, you can't even, here's the thing, though, you can't even call it, let's just call it Q. Some fucking places don't have the letter Q.
It's true.
I mean, some places don't use actual letters, so...
Yeah, that's also true. But the new logo, I mean, it was just an interesting little thing, because, I mean, I remember... Every big release, we always talked about what the next dessert was, and it was always a guessing game. But that's dead now, so fuck you, Android. That's why I'm on iPhone now.
I have to admit, I haven't really been paying attention to Android, like the updates and stuff.
I mean,
it's because
so
they're all iterative now.
Yeah.
Well, like, I mean, arguably,
when was the last major one?
Arguably, that's what iOS is.
Pie was a pretty big one.
Was it different? Though?
I mean,
like, UI-wise?
It changed everything. It had to turn into, you know, all the gesture controls and whatnot. Got rid of, like, the back end and the display button, all that stuff. Everything.
Oh, that's right. Got rid of features. That's right. I forgot about that. welcome to Rants On, by the way, the show where I am now going to do strict topics only because that's all you people care about. Welcome to the Sony Rock Block. That's what I'm calling this first part.
What'd you call it?
It's a DJ thing. Don't worry about it.
I heard something completely different.
Cock block?
Yes.
I mean,
it could also be all that.
Also, speaking of cocks, Spider-Man has a huge one.
Wait, what?
The Spider-Man?
I thought he had a huge ass.
That was my segue, and I couldn't decide if I was going to do video game or movies first. I'm going to do video games first. Sony has acquired Insomniac Games.
Yeah.
Which one is that again?
The one that made Spider-Man.
I have to admit.
And Ratchet and Clank and Spyro.
I thought they were already bought by Sony.
That is what I said.
That's what everybody says. But they also assume that Naughty Dog is also owned by Sony, which is not.
But Naughty Dog is owned by Sony.
What? Now?
It has been for a while.
Okay.
Womp womp.
It has what? Been for fucking what? Ages.
They were acquired in 2001. You're right. So the reason why Insomniac wasn't, and you could tell, is because they put out a game on the Xbox One.
Yeah.
Sunset Overdrive.
Yeah.
Which was fun, but it sold for shit.
I got that game for free and I still haven't played it.
I got it on I bought it day one, and then I got it on Games of Gold. And that's all I cared about.
I never never wanted to play it for some reason.
So think about Sony's lineup of studios. You have Insomniac, makers of the biggest game of last year, arguably, Spider-Man. Also Ratchet and Clank. Then they own Naughty Dog, which is Last of Us, Jack and Daxter, Crash Bandicoot, Uncharted, and a couple others. They own Sony Santa Monica, which is God of War, and also technically 989 Sports, but those died a long time ago.
They also own Guerrilla Games,
which is Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah.
So they're, and then Microsoft bought the people that make Forza, the people that made.
I thought that was Microsoft. Jesus.
Well, they are Microsoft first party studio. Yeah. I think they're called
Minecraft
the
back.
Yeah, they bought Mojang. They bought the company that made Gears of War, which is the Coalition. They've acquired a ton of studios as well. And there's only a few big independents now. And Nintendo doesn't even count.
I was going to say, there's tons of nindies out there.
They thrive on the Switch. They don't thrive anywhere else.
That's what I'm saying. These independent companies have been breathed a new life by Nintendo.
Yeah. I mean, but if you think about it, one of the few big studios out there is From Software, which is Dark Souls and all those. And then you have Epic, I guess.
Yeah.
My Slack just crashed.
But shit, at this point, wouldn't like Rockstar be considered an independent?
Oh, for
Rockstar,
sure.
Rockstar is bigger than Sony. Half
I agree,
the time.
But aren't they? Wouldn't they by the standards of what
by definition they are independent?
Independent, yeah.
Well, no.
Take Two is big enough. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, Take Two is their parent
company.
Who owns Take Two? Like, it's not under specifics. For
right,
like
it's
Sony
not,
or
it's
Microsoft
not a console
or
manufacturer.
Nintendo. Yeah.
And Take-Two happens to also own 2K Games, which makes NBA 2K. They own Gearbox, which makes Borderlands. They own all the Rockstar versions. There's like four
of
those.
I didn't know fucking Borderlands comes out like in like a week.
Yeah. What's the company that made BioShock?
Oh, Irrational Games.
Irrational. Mm-hmm.
But they folded.
They folded, but they have a new company. I think it's called like Secret Project or something like that. I don't remember what it's called. But in the last couple of years, Microsoft has bought Compulsion Games, Ninja Theory, Playground Games, Undead Labs, InXile Entertainment, Obsidian Entertainment, and Double Fine. Double Fine being Tim Schafer's company, Obsidian being the ones that made Knights of the Old Republic 2, South Park. They made both of them, or did they only make the second one, David? I think he played them.
Which one?
Obsidian made the Fractured But Whole, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And they made the first one too. Stick of Truth.
Oh, did they? Okay.
I love Stick of Truth.
Basically the only main big independents are Square Enix and Take-Two.
Rockstar. Yeah. Take-Two, yeah.
Rockstar is a part of Take-Two, so
right, Rockstar is Take-Two, yeah. And then EA. And Ubisoft. Activision. Oh, Ubisoft.
Activision.
Oh, and Activision Blizzard. Those are, but they're all big conglomerates. There isn't like one like little.
Oh, we forgot about Bethesda too.
Oh God, Bethesda, which is ZeniMax, which owns
id Software,
id Bethesda, and what's the one that made Dishonored? Arcane.
Arcane Studios.
Yeah, Arcane Studios.
I love those games. God, they're so good.
Wouldn't Sega? Isn't that what Sega does now?
Sega publishes through Nintendo mostly now.
Well, I mean,
Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games is
which
one
is
of their
very sad
games
if you really understand how that works.
Well,
did you see their Gamescom thing? They were like teasing a big AAA title, and everyone was like, people were thinking it was either going to be like a new Knights game. A new Knights game, possibly a new Sonic game, possibly a new Trauma Center game.
Oh, the DS game?
Yeah. But then it ended up being like a fucking
Sonic at the Olympic Games 2020.
No. It was like Humankind is the name, and it's like Civ. It's like a Civ game.
So
it
City Skylines.
Boring as shit.
But yeah,
it's already out.
No. They announced it, but they were like, you know, we got a AAA title. Coming to Gamescom, and then it was that.
Also, quick gaming news. GameStop laid off of half of the people that work on Game Informer.
Damn.
They only had 20 people working on that magazine. They laid off 9 of them.
So, yesterday I signed up for the GameStop membership.
Get the fuck out. I hate you.
I spent the $15. And I regret it so much now because I was going to try and finagle my way to see if I could... You know, pre-ordered the Dreamer edition of Link's Awakening, and it did not pan out. So
you got fucked. And the next part of the Sony Rock Block, Disney Sony standoff ends Marvel Studio and Kevin Feige's involvement in Spider-Man. This is the saddest story of the month by far. So, do y'all think it was just Disney being greedy, or do they have a right to ask for
50%? Well, so
I think they have a right to ask for it.
I agree with Todd. Yep.
Wait. So who has the right for what?
I think Disney has a right to ask for 50%.
I don't think Disney has the right to ask for 50%, but I also think Disney was owed a little more than the 5% they were getting.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Wouldn't the two companies come to the table and come with a better number that's in between?
I think that Sony knows at a certain point they're going to lose that license again, and I think they're trying to milk every bit out of it.
Right, but if they'd have kept working with Disney, they'd have been milking a lot more out of
right.
it.
Sony has only made and $1 billion picture.
Ever. Working with Disney would probably be the best way to keep the license.
Right.
Continue to make crappy Spider-Man movies.
Yep.
Or, you know, not epic Spider-Man movies, because for its time, the Tobey Maguire movies were good.
One
for
and
its
two.
Time, the Andrew Garfield movies were good.
I like the Andrew Garfield movies.
Oh,
no,
yeah, we talked about
trash.
That. And we hated it before.
Three
it.
Was worse.
Trash, no, three was worse.
I didn't like the Tobey Maguire movies. I like the Andrew Garfield movies.
So, Pizza time. Well, the thing is, though, I think the problem with all of them was they lacked a certain level of...
Polish.
And with Tobey Maguire's character, he was just a bad Peter Parker. And he was a lukewarm Spider-Man. Great story presence, but that was about it. And the organic web shooters were stupid fucking idea. The second one with Andrew Garfield, he was a phenomenal Spider-Man, a shit Peter Parker. Mainly because, you know, you started getting into what Spider-Man was, which was a wisecracking, smart-ass... superhero. You got a sense of the issues that plagued Spider-Man, which has made him so relatable as the fact that he had human level problems that's what a lot of people kind of gravitated towards him as a superhero, because he didn't have, like, you know, oh, I'm Thor, I run on an entire planet in an entire different universe. Yeah. Too far removed.
Like, he gets done fighting, and then he gets home, and he's, fuck, I forgot to get milk.
Right, exactly. You know, like, it was like, okay, yeah, I could see how that could be, like, a realistic thing, where he has money problems, he has girl problems, he's, you know, struggling just to make ends meet. That's just about everybody else in the world. Now, the thing with Tom Holland's Spider-Man is he's too young to really have the more adult issues, but what he does have is a lot of what you expect a teenager to have with a single parent situation going on there, which is, I would say, probably one of the better Spider-Man Peter Parker aspects of the whole thing. Because right. you could feel like, hey, you know what? Spider-Man when he's Spider-Man. But there's a strong Peter Parker presence that none of the other Spider-Man movies had.
I agree. I think Tom Holland was the best Peter Parker. I'm not saying he's the best Spider-Man, though.
I would agree with you.
Just Garfield did pretty damn good whenever he was in the suit.
Right. Which I'd say, like, if Tom Holland just could elevate that aspect, I think it would have been an even better Spider-Man. But I think with...
But people love him.
Right. No, he's great. He's great.
Oh, no. He's probably the best all-around Spider-Man, period, that we've had. I'd say his weakest point is behind the mask.
The quips and stuff that we're kind of used to from the comics.
Right. Andrew Garfield had that in spades.
Yeah.
Colin doesn't quite have it as much. It's still a little awkward. But at the same time, that could have been a studio choice.
That could have been him. They've been like, well, he's not confident in himself yet.
Right. He's not he's still learning.
Right. He was still training. And Far From Home, he was a lot more adult about it. Yeah.
Right. I think the best one was when during Civil War, when he was just bantering and talking.
Yeah. He's like, oh, that arm. Yeah. He's talking about, what's his face's arm. This quote really, like, pushes it for me. This is from Deadline. Essentially, this means Sony will have to try and win a championship without Michael Jordan. After all, Feige's first decade at Marvel is largely unblemished, and his consistency has been nothing short of historic. Even George Lucas, Steven Spielberg, and Peter Jackson haven't seen everything turn to a hit. Let's see.
Todd, go ahead.
Feige has done it all in the last 10 years, producing and overseeing 23 superheroes with not a flop in the bunch. They've been a number one openers and collectively grossed $26.8 billion. He also apparently became the producer of the top grossing film for two different studios, Sony and Disney. One being Far From Home and one being Avengers Endgame. What were you going to say, Jim?
So now that you know, Avengers are essentially over.
Right.
Now that we came out with the new Spider-Man movie, was there anything planned for Spider-Man?
Yeah, he was aiming to be the next Tony Stark.
Okay.
And Far From Home, they were pushing him as, like, the mantle leader. Because, well, okay. How long ago did Far From Home come out, Jeff? July?
July, yeah.
All right, spoilers. Spoilers for Far From Home, if you haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
Sorry. You don't see movies.
I'm not going to see it, so.
It's really good. You should.
I was, like, 80% on that movie.
Oh, I loved it. Tony Stark, whenever he died, passed the mantle of...
Didn't know Tony Stark died.
That was Avengers Endgame.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
You're a fucking
what
idiot.
The fuck, dude?
He watched Infinity War, like, this year.
Oh my god, what the hell?
Which is on Netflix, so I don't know.
No. You know what? No, this is just like Jim. He doesn't watch the popular movies.
No, that's not true. That's not
bullshit.
True at all.
Okay, what was popular
this
year?
David on his hipster rant again.
There we go.
go ahead.
No. I'm not even worried about it. Let's not go on this tangent. I don't think we have enough time.
Tony Stark.
It's off topic.
No, we can't do that anymore.
We'll have our after show talk show about this show.
Talk shit about it later. Tony gave Peter Parker, you know, the sunglass you saw him. He was wearing them in Infinity War. He was wearing sunglasses that he was talking to.
Sure, yeah.
You don't remember it, do you? Little bitch.
I do. I do. I remember that. Infinity War was fine. It was an okay movie.
An okay movie.
It was okay. I'm sorry. Okay. What, do you want me to be fake?
Moving on.
Yes!
Moving on. He gave those to Peter, which gave him control of a lot of Stark tech, which was kind of the thrust of the movie. Mysterio stole, quote unquote, that from him. He really just social engineered his way into taking it from him.
Mysterio?
Yes, exactly. so they were kind of aiming him to be the leader. He's the most known. But I don't know what they're going to do now without that, unless they just kill off Peter Parker. The rumor is...
Have Miles fucking Morales do it.
No. Well, yes, but no.
The best Spider-Man movie.
They've talked to C. Robert Cargill, who wrote Doctor Strange.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a fucking good one.
I don't know if you know this, Jim, but the next Doctor Strange movie is called Multiverse of Madness.
I saw that.
And it's a horror movie.
I can't fucking wait.
And the rumor is they're going to pull another Spider-Man from the multiverse.
God damn it.
Which would be Miles.
Yeah, it could be Miles. It could be Gwen. It can also be another
Spider-Gwen.
Gwen would be an interesting turn. I don't think they would
pull Miles?
Well, that's what they're doing with Thor.
Well, I'm just thinking if Sony owns the license to Spider-Man, they were either going to do that.
So there's two rumors that I read. These are like shitty ass Reddit rumors. One was they were going to pull another Spider-Man, which makes no sense because Sony has the license. Or two, they were going to bring in the X-Men, and then Professor Xavier kind of takes that mantle of like leader.
He's never been.
Both of those don't make sense to me, but I thought they were interesting to read. But now the saddest turn of this story. Did y'all see the article that I posted about Stan Lee's daughter?
Yeah.
No.
I have issues with this article.
So do I, because I don't really believe half of it. Joan C. Lee, daughter of the late Stan Lee, says Marvel and Disney lack, quote, genuine respect for Stan Lee and his legacy.
Bullshit.
These comments arrive in reaction to a recently reported spat between Walt Disney and Sony.
I don't think Disney gives a fuck about anybody or anything other than themselves.
They don't have to.
The people that are making the movie, like Kevin Feige, clearly gives a shit about them.
Yeah, I agree.
Most important thing. This is another quote from her. Marvel and Disney are seeking total control over my father's creations. Yeah, that's what happens when you're a writer. The company you write for owns it. The Marvel and Disney seeking total control of my father's creation must be checked and balanced by others who, while seeking profit, have genuine respect for Stan Lee and his legacy, which I would say is Kevin Feige. By every other movie that he's made, he has taken such good care of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
He's one of the very few people that have strayed not as far as any other company would have, or right. any other person
he's
that helms
made so many
things.
Strives to do things right.
Right.
Even actually, after the James Gunn bullshit, like, he reevaluated and he brought him back.
Right. Not only that, but you gotta realize these characters that Marvel has created and Stan Lee has had such a strong impact on each one of these characters, have several interpretations, and many, many writers have tweaked and changed and done different things, even as different generations of these comics have came about. So the fact that Marvel was able to sit there, the Marvel Cinematic Universe was able to tweak and bring nods and Easter eggs and mentions of every single version of these characters to life is phenomenal.
Right.
And you may not necessarily agree with the main story that they decided to choose or the way that they went about it. You still have to admit that they did a phenomenal job at paying tribute to what these characters are about.
So, and yeah, I agree.
And I think, like, in the long run, that's enough tribute as it alone, where they could have simply completely bastardized these characters.
Yeah. So, and now,
granted, they never would have made anywhere near as much money.
So I'm going to give one more quote before we continue a little bit farther on this topic from her. When my father died, quote, when my father died, no one from Marvel or Disney reached out to me. From day one, they have commoditized my father's work and never shown him or his legacy any respect or decency. In the end, no one could have treated my father worse than Marvel or Disney.
She sounds like a bitch who's just worried about her paycheck.
Yeah, that's exactly what it sounds like.
It sounds like she's getting paid by Sony or some bullshit.
It sounds like she's worried she's not going to get her cut.
Right.
He was
that's all it sounds like.
He's cameoed in almost every single one. Fucking movie. Exactly.
Even back whenever they weren't Disney, he cameoed in Blade.
Yeah, did he?
Yeah, he's in Blade.
What?
Yeah. So Kevin Feige, on the day he died, wrote, "No one has had more of an impact on my career in everything we do at Marvel Studios and Stan Lee. Stan Lee's an extraordinary legacy that will outlive us all. Our thoughts are with his daughter, his family, and his million of fans." Again, whenever you think of like people that create worlds, like other than like Steven Spielberg, George Lucas, you think of, in my brain, I think of two people. Granted, one of them got controversy to weigh, but whatever. Kevin Feige and Paul Lasseter. Or, I'm sorry, John Lasseter from Pixar.
Yeah.
But yeah, he got like Me Too'd or something, if I remember
that, right. And that's fine. Whatever. That is what it is. But you got to realize that those two names.
Right. They mean something.
They mean something. They created universes that no one else has done. With Pixar, you have an entire generation of people, several generations actually, that grew up with these movies, just like the original Walt Disney movies did.
Yeah.
With Marvel Cinematic Universe, you made geek cool again.
Right. I mean, what was the first actual MCU movie? Was it The Incredible Hulk?
Iron Man.
Wasn't The Hulk before that one?
Technically, yes.
It was
before that.
The Ed Norton one was after it, right?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And that's whenever Nick Fury in the post credits came with the Avenger thing. Okay. That makes sense. But yeah, like Kevin Feige, George Lucas. Good. I know.
It's so good.
but like whenever you think of world builders, it's like Steven Spielberg, which is weird because he doesn't make many like continuations. He makes a bunch of single movies. I think George Lucas and I think Kevin Feige.
Peter Jackson.
He didn't make those, but neither did Kevin Feige for the same reason. Yeah, that makes sense. But again, I'm not into that fandom.
I mean, world builders in cinematic universes, or
yeah, is that what like you're
Peter Jackson absolutely qualifies.
I refuse to say that he does.
Why?
Okay, when you think of Lord of the Rings,
the books
instantly. No. You instantly in your mind start thinking of the actors and the world that I do.
Yeah, that's more correct. You know what I think of?
What do you think of?
I think of like a long ass fucking novel that
I think of the video games.
I'm just saying, like,
what was it called? War in the North or something?
Yes, War in the North is one. Yeah, that was like his films, the original ones, are very distinctive looking,
right?
And for all intents and purposes, had a very good craft about them. To say what you will about the Hobbit movies.
Yeah, that makes sense.
David, what is your beef with Lord of the Rings? Because you seem to have a beef.
My beef is exactly what they said in Clerks about the movie.
Clerks 2?
Yes. It's just a bunch of fucking walking.
It's three movies.
I mean, I love
what
Clerks
was in the
2.
Book? A bunch of fucking walking.
Wait, what? Which one?
The books were a bunch of fucking walking.
That's why the books probably suck too. I never read them.
No, the books were great.
I love the books. And I love the movies. And I love Clerks 2 and Kevin Smith, obviously.
Oh, that's smart.
While I disagree with Randall's acclamation of Lord of the Rings.
Compared to Star Wars?
It's still Star Wars is superior.
Clerks 2 is like my top three movies. So like, it always sticks
Clerks
in my head.
Quite a bit.
Whoa, are you saying the original Star Wars? Like, which Star Wars are you saying?
No, the line of the movie.
I wouldn't even go so far as to say that prequels are better than Lord of the Rings.
Oh, man, you're fucking nuts.
The line in the movie is, there's only one return, and it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
The Jedi, baby.
Yes.
go watch Clerks 2 if you haven't in a while.
It is top notch. A lot of good bestiality. A lot of good. I got to meet that guy.
Wasn't he just like a documentarian?
Yeah, he was like their friend. He just was like, yeah. He's a nice guy.
Have you seen all the memes of Sean Astin since Stranger Things? Like, I don't know what he played in that show.
Is he the one that has like
Bob?
He played Bob. And people are always like memeing him, and people then go, "That's the dude from 51st Dates." Don't disrespect him, and always blow it. They're like, "What was his character's name in Lord of the Rings?"
Samwise Gamgee, or
like,
or
Samwise
Goonies,
did not go
or,
from the
you know,
Shire all the way to fucking Mount whatever. I'm like, oh,
to be remembered as the dude from 51st Dates.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, pretty good.
I'm still watching the scene, but yeah, I'm kind of sad about that Sony split because the Spider-Man movies are going to turn to hot garbage now.
Oh, no, they're going to be trash. I, you know what? I'm hoping Tom Holland isn't going to be associated with the
new trash. He is, unfortunately, already locked in. Yeah, he's locked in. And he has the Uncharted movie coming
out. Wait. So he's locked into another Spider-Man?
Wait a minute.
Okay, hold on. Let's back up a second.
Hold on.
Okay, let's back up.
This little mealy piece of shit.
Jim, I can explain.
He's going to play Nathan Drake.
Jim, I can explain. All right. Two more Spider-Man movies, but it's with the same director of Far From Home and Homecoming.
That doesn't matter.
Why doesn't it matter?
Because the director doesn't
They can't
have...
continue the story that they just did.
That's not necessarily true.
That's not necessarily inaccurate.
So, first, we don't know yet, and I agree.
The end actually had a fairly clean break.
Where he got fucking doxxed?
Yeah, he got doxxed.
He got doxxed at the very end of the movie, spoilers.
But that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
It's true.
So, okay. I mean, it's not necessarily...
And you know the thing that frustrates me the most about that, him getting doxxed? That's the whole point of Civil War, which they didn't do in Civil War!
Yeah, you know what? You're not wrong, and I thank you for bringing that up. That's a big thing I didn't like about Captain America Civil War.
Yeah,
it was just him. It was just a fucking bromance movie. Oh yeah. I love you, missing arm man. I miss you.
It was Tony Stark knowing about his friend dying. Yeah, or other way around. Captain America knew about.
Just to be clear, Uncharted is supposed to be a prequel. It's not supposed to be him.
He's young Nathan Drake. Similar to young Indiana Jones.
That was a trash movie, too. What was the trash movie?
Young Indiana Jones.
That wasn't a movie.
That was a TV show.
It was a TV show.
Either way, it was so horrible, and maybe not want to watch it. I hated the character after that.
I want a movie shirt.
I used to have one. I don't know what happened to it.
I had a movies visor, like Elias wears. So it's going to be a prequel. He's going to be young Nathan Drake.
Yeah, but it's been in development hell for like 5 years. Also,
Dan Trachtenberg just quit as well.
The fifth director to
I wonder why.
Has dropped
because
out.
It's a shitty fucking IP.
I don't believe that's the case, but I believe that IP's already been done.
David, hold on real quick. I'm not, because I know you said that just to like. Be the controversial guy.
To make a
I get
rise.
It. That's fine. That's
no,
the thing.
No, no, no.
No, no. Let's not feed him. Let's not feed him.
Don't like Nathan Drake or
Let's not feed him. Have you ever played any Uncharted game?
Yes.
Which one?
All right, that's all I need to know.
Which one?
1, 2, and 3?
I've never played any of them.
So you played all the way through 1, 2, and 3.
I was about to say that joke.
But he didn't like
Even them. Though you're like, this is the shittiest stuff. You actually actively bought the game.
No, I didn't buy them, but I played them.
Why would you waste your time then?
Because I wanted to see. I wanted to know what happened. I'm not going to lie. I wanted to know what happened.
Oh, okay. Now you wanted to know what happens.
So maybe it's
not such a shitty IP then.
Take it back.
And I take it back, is. You bastard.
No.
Jesus.
Fucking asshole.
Jesus Christ.
It's only as good as...
And all that blah blah blah. Your fucking opinions are wrong.
Okay, hold on. No. Lord of the Ring is inferior to Star Wars.
Don't go back to Lord of the Rings, you bitch.
Hold on. Lord of the Rings is inferior to Star Wars, just like Nathan Drake is inferior to Lara Croft. Suck
okay.
it.
Whoa, hold on. What?
You little bitch. You got fucking called out, so now you have to go back to your little Star Wars versus Lord of the Rings argument. Fuck you.
Why would you compare Uncharted that whenever there's fucking Indiana Jones?
Oh my God!
Oh God! No! Indiana Jones. Well, I mean, yes, it was. There was a game, but it's not.
I didn't mean games.
We're not talking about the game.
I meant like franchise. In
the franchise, Indiana. Well, you know, Indiana Jones is the original, so I will give you that. Yes,
no, it's
Nathan
not.
Drake. What? How? What? How is Indiana Jones not the original?
Okay, I would like. Okay, this is gonna be fucking stupid. As soon as I say it,
you're
like,
"Oh,
this is fucking stupid." Where do you think Indiana Jones came from?
Books.
No.
I was thinking more like the Scrotum of LucasArts, but... Okay.
Lawrence of Arabia.
No. There are, like, serial movies from the 1930s, and there's actually... One of those movies has the fucking rolling boulder. They fucking ripped it off. It was a parody of those movies. They
I don't
literally,
believe you anymore.
That's what it is. Now, I love Indiana Jones. Don't get me wrong. I love it. Everything except for the fourth film, which doesn't exist.
There's the fifth film.
There is no fourth film.
Wait, there's a fifth movie?
There's going to be a fifth film.
Hey, no, there's just going to be a fourth film.
There's no such thing as
the fourth film that we currently...
Yeah.
Is that Dr. Octopus from Spider-Man?
What?
Yeah. Yeah, it totally is.
Oh. Huh.
That was actually his first film role.
Really?
Yeah, it was his first film role.
I've only seen this movie
now once. Now I have to see...
He's in the very, like, opening scene. He's the dude...
Also,
that like betrays Indy.
Also, I'm trying to test a takedown. Because technically this is what? LucasArts, which is Disney?
Well, no, Lucasfilm. But yes.
Which is also Disney.
Yes.
Sorry, LucasArts was the game.
Okay, so hold on. I will actually back up Jeff on this one for once, and I feel a little dirty by doing it. According to Wikipedia, that George Lucas wrote The Adventures of Indiana Smith.
Who?
Back in 1973, just like Star Wars, was an opportunity to create a modernized version of the movie serials of the 1930s and 40s.
Yeah, I know my film history, bitch.
Yeah, but half the time you can't even pronounce the actors' names.
Half the time I can't pronounce the actors' names?
Yeah.
That's not true. Who? Name them.
Okay. Did you know Rashida Jones wrote Toy Story?
I did know that.
Toy Story 4.
Toy Story 4.
But she almost quit.
Yeah, well, her partner did quit because Lasseter inappropriately fondled.
Yeah.
They were, if you haven't watched it and you're a Parks and Rec fan, they did it like an hour and a half long Paley Center. Like reunion, and it's very good. And they talked about the reason why she left the show was because to go write that movie.
The reason she left, that's dumb.
Yeah, the reason why she left Parks and Rec was to go write that movie.
Huh. Interesting.
It makes no sense.
That's what I said, because the timeline seemed weird, but I guess...
You would think writing a Pixar movie would take forever.
Does she not possess the ability to multitask?
Maybe dude, it's Disney. You don't think they have some kind of weird fucking like you can't do any of these other things?
I wouldn't be surprised if Toy Story the number Toy four.
Story.
That's what she wrote, right?
Yeah,
Toy Story 4.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it was actually not written 4 years ago.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
because it takes at least 2 or 3 years for the animation to be processed and filmed. Correct?
Oh
no,
I'm sure that movie takes
anymore.
A long time.
Not anymore.
How long?
If I remember correctly, the entire movie was rendered in 6 months.
Well, that's
rendered, but that's not...
That's not storyboarded or voice acted, right?
It's not poses, right?
I mean, you have to think about how the technology has gotten much quicker.
Is that movie out?
Yes.
Oh.
Like in theaters? It's in theaters.
Not anymore.
Well, is it already out of theaters?
No, it's not on theaters. It's not in
June.
Oh, it's not available at home yet.
Yeah, no, it stopped being in theaters like a month ago at least.
I need to watch. I guess October, I'll watch it at some point.
October is
what the fuck was that?
That's one of the dogs.
I've never seen Toy Story 2, but I've seen 1 and 3.
Did that toy just kill himself?
You didn't see 2?
I didn't see 2.
The toy just killed himself.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh at suicidal toys.
He jumped out of a moving RV.
Well, that's different.
Than what he did too, so.
Whatever. Did you ever hear about Tom Hanks, like how he was talking about being witty, voice acting, and he said it was very constricting?
Yeah. He also auditioned, he originally auditioned for Buzz, which is weird.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that.
Yeah, you don't think of Tom Hanks as anything other than the freaking cowboy.
Actually, I think it would have been hilarious if Clint Eastwood had done the voice.
Oh my god. Well, we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago.
We were?
Who did Michael Keaton play?
Played Ken.
Yeah, he played Ken, which is amazing.
Wait,
I love Michael Keaton. That
he played Ken in Toy Story 3.
3, yeah.
Oh. Or
maybe? I don't know if he's in 4.
It was 3.
I don't think he's in 4. Oh, he's probably.
No, because didn't they stay at the...
I don't remember.
I don't know.
Yes,
don't
they either. Did. They did.
But, segue, speaking of old celebrities doing stupid things, Jeff posted this, and David was talking about it earlier as well, and I think it's funny. No. I see that highlight. No. A bunch of celebrities posted a copyright hoax to Instagram.
Dumbass.
I've also seen it on Facebook recently. A freaking Geek Squad agent that I know did it, and I'm like, you're an idiot. I literally responded, this will do nothing. What's wrong with you?
Oh, you know what? Maybe we have talked about this before.
We haven't talked about this specific iteration.
No, because I remember bitching about like the fucking terms and service shit.
Are we saying hashtag David is right?
About this particular hashtag thing, walrus, he's fucking wrong in everything else tonight.
Hashtag David's rights.
That's the name of the episode. Hashtag David's right.
It doesn't help that I have an Uncharted 4 poster up in my room right now.
Oh, shit.
The irony. No. The irony. I have an Uncharted 4 poster next to a Lord of the Rings poster.
Alright. Since hashtag David's right.
You know what? I bet you backed. Hold on. I bet you backed Microsoft Zune.
Whoa! I had a Zune.
Fuck yeah, the Zune.
That means you have a history of bad choices.
No. The Zune rules, bro.
Zune
for life.
Do you know how easy it was to use the Zune? So easy.
The Zune. You know how easy it was to use the iPhone? Or the iPad? Or the iPod?
Dude, all I remember is that when I fucking plugged in my iPod the first time, it was the bitch and a half to get my fucking.
It's not music my fault, you don't.
Yeah, we got a content start.
But not from who I thought it was.
Who is UMG?
What the fuck is UMG?
We'll figure it out later. Fuck you, UMG, whoever you are. Fair use. I'll win every time. Zune 80 gig digital media player. This is the one I had. Fucking great.
Apply to Afghanistan United Arab. What?
Don't click on anything.
Too late. I already did.
What? Oh, we can't play our video in certain countries.
Yeah.
I don't know what they...
Oh, because it may contain music, video, or audio that belongs to them.
I have not played any audio from anything.
I already submitted a dispute.
Oh, did you do fair use?
I did fair use, podcast discussion.
Oh, Universal Music Group. Those fucking douchebags.
Uh-oh. Error ending broadcast.
You know what? Oh god, what'd you do?
No, people were fucking with the video while it was being disputed. That's fine. Leave page? Question mark? Am I still... It still says I'm live.
Yeah, I think you're good.
Am I good?
I'll double check right now. But we can blame Taylor Swift and Lady Gaga for this.
Yeah, I'm really curious like what part live. Of it we're was live, like... So.
All right. Did you hear about Taylor Swift, what she has to do?
She has to remake all of her old albums.
Yeah, she has to make albums 1 through 5.
Why?
because of a copyright dispute between her old manager.
That's hysterical. Uh-huh. Wasn't she like because she was young when she made some of those albums, right?
Yeah. But okay. So basically, as far as I am aware, and I'm not a professional Taylor Swift person.
I am one.
Okay, go for it.
Where's Justin Lightbody?
I don't know. Literally, her library was she was on the record label Big Machine Records, I believe, and her library was through them. Then Scooter Braun, an American entrepreneur, bought her library from Taylor Swift to spite her, and then she said,
"I'm gonna be that rich where I can just." Like, I'm gonna buy your own music.
So she on ABC News wrote, "Yeah, that's true. It's something I'm very excited about. My contract says starting November 2020, I can start re-recording albums 1 through 5. And I assume that means she'll own the rights at that point. She'll own the new masters.
So do you think it's gonna be better or the same?
It's gonna be probably worse. Her voice isn't the same. Oh well.
Oh yeah, no, I agree definitely.
So wait, 100%. she's gonna re-record the country. She's gonna.
Yeah, wasn't she like full on country at that point?
Yeah, it was. She was country hardcore for her first album.
It's gonna be weird, but it's interesting. It's a very Michael Jackson Beatles.
Yeah.
Scenario. Ah,
damn, she's only 29 years old.
Yeah.
Sorry, bro.
Jeff, did you post this Matrix thing?
Yeah.
Of course he did. Matrix 4 officially a go with Keanu Reeves, Carrie Ann Moss, and Lana Wachowski. I don't care.
Just they're not doing it together, the Wachowskis?
Lily is not on board.
Okay, really?
I don't know why.
Hold on. Did they both transition?
Yes, yeah. They both transitioned.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, so Lily is not on board, which kind of makes me a little sus.
I wonder if they're at odds because of that.
No, I don't think they would be. Okay. I obviously that's speculation.
I mean,
because
that's
a
huge undertaking.
You want to know something?
Is it though?
It's the fucking Matrix, right?
Eh.
Which is kind of strange because I vaguely remember Lily being the one that wrote the majority.
I mean,
of
I don't give a shit about the Matrix, but I know a lot of people do.
I, you know,
maybe Matrix
I was
one.
I was a
yeah.
Pretty big
I
fan.
I love the first Matrix movie, but that was it.
So
well, that's the only thing that
like,
ever happened.
I like the Animatrix.
Oh, I love the Animatrix.
We were talking about that with
like
Jada Pinkett Smith.
I like Matrix Reloaded.
That was the only good thing that came out of 3.
What?
And 2, Jada Pinkett Smith's character.
Oh yeah.
Did y'all ever play Enter the Matrix?
Yes.
We were just talking about that.
I hated that game. It looked at the same time.
Do you remember the GameStop controversy with that game?
No.
Not at all.
So GameStop was like, that was like Warner Brothers or Universal, whoever was like threw money at GameStop. Like,
yeah, Warner Brothers.
Push this movie or game.
Yeah,
like,
it was Warner Brothers Games.
All the front. If they were told by GameStop executives, like, hey, if somebody asks if this game is good, yes, the answer is yes.
Oh, really?
And they were told, if you say no, like, that's it, you're fired. And and it was also this thing, Mad Catz was like, okay, well, we want to get in on this. With everyone you sell, give them one of our controllers. And it was like this, the one with the fan built into it.
Yeah, I remember
and it was
that.
Like, you get it free. And what they did was, what Mad Catz ended up doing was, knowingly shipped them hundreds upon thousands of defective units. That had already been claimed as defective. So not only is GameStop being forced to push this shitty game, and I remember that. I remember being told this game is the fucking shit, and then giving them broken ass controllers. And if a customer came back to replace it, just were like, just take it back. Don't replace it for them.
Interesting.
I vaguely remember playing it and sort of liking it.
Okay, so hold on. So this is how you know certain game studios were bought off. The only person to score higher than 5 were three main publishers. One, Game Informer, gave it an 8.5
exactly.
out of 10.
Exactly.
Owned by GameStop.
Yep.
Right. Yep. GameSpot gave it a 6.4. And IGN dun dun dun, gave it a 7.2.
You want to know something really interesting? Unadjusted for inflation, the Matrix movies made less than, I think, Far From Home. Definitely less than Avatar. And
the unadjusted for unadjusted. Inflation?
Yeah, unadjusted, I mean, it made $1.6
billion. For all the movies or just one?
All three.
Well, that's all pretty three. Crazy, actually.
Well, that was also Warner, like...
That was Warner Brothers.
Saved money, though, when they did the second and third one, because they filmed it back-to-back.
And they also released them in the same year.
Yes, because they were trying to do the whole, like, Lord of the Rings style.
I never saw the last two. I only saw the first one.
Oh, you never saw Reloaded or Revolution?
No, I saw the second one.
I remember seeing the third one after coming back from a German club field trip.
Which one had, like, a really sweaty, like... club cave thing.
That the second was one. Reloaded.
Okay, that was the second one, right?
That was the one where they were in Zion doing the dance.
That one made the most money.
Yeah, because everyone was expecting it to be good.
Right. That one made.
And then Revolutions. Everyone's like, "Fuck you."
That one made the least money.
Well, that doesn't surprise me at all. Also came out the same year.
Yeah. The Revolutions came out the same year as Reloaded. Yeah, May 15th and November 5th. Reloaded made $281 million. Revolution made $139 million.
Are you talking about domestic box office?
These are domestics. Okay. I have worldwide.
Worldwide, $742 for the second one.
Right, and then $427 for the other one.
You know, all I know is that Jupiter Ascending was trash, so I hope... this is going to be better.
Didn't Steve Jobs have something to do with that?
Jupiter Ascending?
Yeah.
I know it was Lily Wachowski.
Was that that movie with Mila Kunis?
Yes.
It was with Mila Kunis and Channing Tatum.
It was.
You mean Channing Tate. Yum.
Oh, Lord.
I do remember that movie.
I adore that movie.
What did Steve Jobs have to do with it? I remember something about it.
He probably said it was trashed and he hated it.
Or he was
from
like,
the grave.
Or he was like credited. He was long dead by the time that came out.
From the grave.
It came out in 2015. Wow.
Weird. Time flies.
Yeah, time flies.
Yeah, I remember watching it thinking that it looked cool. And then I watched it and I wanted to shoot myself.
There are tons of movies that are like that. That are like, oh my gosh, this movie's going to be excellent because it looks amazing. And then they suck a bag of dicks.
That year also had Fantastic Four.
You're not wrong. It was an entire bag of dicks, Jim.
I have my own opinion of a movie that makes me think about that, but it might. I think Jeff loves this movie, so I won't.
So who cares? Be controversial.
No, I don't want to be.
What's
I don't
the movie?
300.
300?
I think the movie's hot garbage.
I don't love it.
Oh, okay.
No! What's wrong with 300?
That's Gerard Butler, right?
You can literally watch them in their heads. Remembering, okay, 1, 2, 3, punch. One, it's so
awesome.
It's so fake.
Now, I have to admit, when I first saw it in 2008,
theaters?
How long? Yeah, I saw it in theaters.
There you go.
Oh, God.
I even saw Rise of the Empire.
Oh, 2006.
I didn't even bother with that bullshit.
What is Rise of the Empire?
Are you kidding me? You get to see, what's your name?
I'm good.
James Bond.
We have the internet.
Ava Green. You get to see
Ava
Green's tits.
I'm good.
That was the only reason to watch that movie.
You're a grown adult. You have the internet.
That's not new, though.
Her tits?
Yeah, that's a lot.
It was new to me.
Please stop talking about this.
Queen of the North!
No, Ava Green? That's not Queen of the North.
Oh, it's Eva and stop.
Whatever, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I get shit for fucking mispronouncing names.
I just don't want to talk about this, it's creepy.
Her tits?
Oh my god, okay, David.
Stop
saying that phrase.
And finally...
Her tits are tits.
And finally...
Who opened up Siri?
Nobody.
Nobody?
I just heard Siri.
It wasn't me.
Definitely wasn't me either.
It might have been my wife.
And finally,
is she looking up her tits? not her own tits. Ava Green's tits.
I don't think she needs Siri for that.
And finally, in bad product design news, Apple warns you may permanently discolor your Apple Card if it's stored in leather. You know, material that all wallets are made of, basically.
Oh, did you see they addended that?
No, what did they say?
They added denim to that list.
What?
Denim?
Oh, yeah.
Denim. Yeah. Denim.
Jeans, yeah.
Denim. I thought you said Siri, addendum.
Why are you so bad at Apple design?
First of all, fuck why your British
your,
Siri.
Why does your Siri sound like a fucking porn star?
Because he said it to British.
It's Irish, actually.
Your Siri Irish is okay. A porn star?
My Siri Irish is a porn star. Wow, your use of the English language is just so fascinating.
So it is fascinating, Jaforia. It really, really is.
Okay.
So what am I gonna do with this card? I can never carry it.
No.
You have to get the Apple wallet now.
It's just a string. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Get you a Velcro wallet and you'll be okay.
Yeah, they literally
a Velcro wallet like you're six.
Someone said they're gonna release an Apple wallet case for it, so it's gonna be
an
fun.
Apple wallet case. I hate everything about what you just said.
Yeah, it's gonna be rubberized.
Oh my gosh!
No,
it's gonna be $100. Dave's gonna be the first in line to buy it.
Fuck you! First off, second of all,
you can get AppleCare on the case.
There's gonna be an OtterBox.
Oh my god! Why isn't there AppleCare on the card?
Oh hey, David, did you buy your AirPods from Apple?
I never bought an AirPod.
AirPod?
Has anybody bought AirPods from Apple?
No.
Why?
Do they offer Apple Care?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, they do.
Okay.
Also, it's really funny.
Because Best Buy doesn't.
Because
it's Best Buy. My coworker's AirPods at work, like, just completely shit the brick today. Like, you can't reconnect it. You can't do anything. The very first thing when you go to the Apple support page to look up, like, support for AirPods is, have you lost one of your AirPods?
He'll be in $70.
I was just like, wow. Wow.
You know that.
Dude,
we
get those people every damn day.
I was going to say.
Do you just sell the left AirPod?
Please? Do they sell Apple Care
Please?
For AirPods?
Yes, they do.
Why wouldn't they?
They don't at our store.
No, they don't.
Hold on, I'm buying it right now. Let's see what happens.
Okay. Because I
AirPods with wireless charging?
I don't believe
Buy.
Well, how do you buy these?
They're
under music.
AirPods are covered by a 1-year warranty. They do not cover an extended warranty. Wow.
There's no Apple Care.
Yeah,
wow.
Because it surprised me that the Beats Pro did not have Apple Care either.
Do any of the Beats have Apple Care?
No,
but we used to sell GSPs on them.
Do you sell GSP on the AirPods?
Nope.
No.
Because they would lose money.
Hey, how am I going to watch this morning show with Steve Carell and Jennifer Aniston if I don't have... Sorry. I keep seeing advertisements for that. The Apple Card is here. Damn, it's all over their fucking webpage now.
Yeah, it totally is.
Woof.
A friend of mine was like, but what's the point of getting the card? I was like, hashtag status.
That's You're not wrong.
That's all
You're
it is.
Not wrong.
I mean, when I applied for it, I saw my
interest rate is garbage.
And then I was just like, you know what? This doesn't really seem worth it.
Nope,
hey,
not even a little.
But Jeff, it changes colors.
No, on your app it does.
Admittedly, like, the app experience is cool. But
it really
it's just
is.
Like... It's just like one of those things where like their internal departments just aren't quite meeting up with each other anymore to like explain, hey, this is what we're doing.
First of all, variable APR range from 12.99 is the bottom to 23.99.
Oh, so I got the highest rate. Awesome.
You got literally the highest one.
Sweet.
I got... Right in the middle, basically.
I mean, it makes sense. Like, I'm not, like, shocked by that or anything, but regardless.
I think mine was 14 to 19?
Mine was 17.99.
Oh, my credit score isn't fantastic. It's 7 points away from good.
7 points away from good.
Yeah.
Oh, I also paid off my iPhone XR, or I put it on my credit card instead of off of my AT&T account. So I give them points!
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good with my phone for a bit.
I am too, but I just don't want
to. Oh, I'm gonna buy the new.
I don't know if I'm gonna do that. We'll see. Well, when have those been announced?
Or there's a rumor date of September 10th. The 20th.
Okay, there's some still rumored.
The 20th is when they're actually releasing it.
Oh yes. Okay.
Yeah, that 10th is when they're. Supposed
yeah, it's the
event
the
is
thing.
Yeah.
Oh, there's an event already.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, it was like leaked in some.
It was leaked in their last iOS update when they were able to look at the developer's code. There was like a big file that said new phone or something like do not open or something stupid.
New phone,
like,
who this?
Right.
They also leaked like new Apple Watches or something, right?
I know new AirPods supposedly.
Yeah, with noise canceling. I saw that. Who posted that?
I think that was actually
you
Kevin.
Did.
No, it was. Oh, I did. What?
Yeah, you did. You posted it on The Verge.
Did I?
Yes.
I don't remember even writing this.
6:30 p.m.
How the fuck are noise canceling AirPods gonna work?
Someone
explain that.
Microphones. Okay, so Sony,
but they don't seal.
But
okay,
it's
first
microphones.
Off, okay, hold on. There are earpods with the sealing gel. They used to sell them a while ago, and I don't think they can. I don't think they stopped that particular line. But it was one of the very few sport Apple earphones available. Then they kind of went to the mass release of the all plastic ones, but they did make the gel tipped ones,
gotcha.
The silicone tipped. So they're probably going to bring those back if they're going to do noise canceling. But it is not necessary to have that kind of noise isolation to create a noise canceling environment.
Right. You just need microphones that send out opposite sound wave. I get that.
Exactly.
But every
single one
of them
works
that way. Is a seal. Yeah.
It's arguable that the over-the-ear headphones that Bose makes is
excuse me,
not...
say it right, Bose.
Oh, Lord. But it's arguably that they don't actually create a seal. They just kind of rest over the ear. Not
also,
like the new Sonys, which, by the way, the new Sony headphones are fucking sick.
Are those the one that Jim got?
Fucking sick. No, the in-ears, the true wireless.
Yeah, the new in-ear
earbuds. Nothing but fucking awesome things.
Yeah, so the noise canceling itself is not as good
as the
MX3s.
No earbud is ever going to be truly noise canceling, so.
Right.
Well, no, they're really the really good thing about them, though, is that they're environmentally adjustable.
Yeah.
So for runners, you can actually sit there and still hear traffic if you need, if like oncoming traffic with like a horn and shit, so you won't get hit. But it will drown out like the pavement and some of the external traffic noise.
Yeah.
Apple just needs to fucking get on the Sonos bandwagon and just basically resell Sonos shit. Because fuck you and your HomePod. Like, we have at Jim's store, I want to say 10 open box HomePods.
I don't know anyone who has one.
I don't know anyone either. I know when they got fired for them. There was an employee that got fired because he tried to sell one early.
I take that back. My coworker has one, but that's because he's like in love with the Apple ecosystem and he had to have
it. Excuse me? Eco-culture.
Culture.
Oh my god.
Okay, Kevin. Kevin's dead. Thing is, though, about the HomePods,
yeah,
they are a fantastic speaker. They're way too expensive for what they are, though.
They sound pretty good. Yeah.
Why are they returned so much then? They're so fantastic
because they're expensive.
For one, they didn't support Spotify for like
that's
a
big thing. That's a very big thing. Yeah.
It was like Apple Music only, and fuck you.
Is this a hi-fi speaker though?
Yes.
Yes.
So why are you streaming Spotify to a hi-fi speaker?
Because Spotify is the biggest music platform out there.
Not only that, but they offer a lossless ability too.
Okay.
On premium, you can go
that.
Lossless.
So it's weird, like, on a lot of fucking audio file.
Everything's on FLAC.
I mean, hey, if you want FLAC, you can sign up for Tidal.
The worst selection of music of all time.
Hey, dude, they fucking added that to Plex, and I was so pissed.
Tidal?
Yes. They're like, I'm gonna add your Tidal library. I was like, why the fuck is this garbage on my feed?
Why would I do that? Yeah, audio sources for whenever the AirPod came out. Apple Music, iTunes Music Purchases, iCloud Music Library, Beats One Live Radio, Apple Podcast, or AirPlay.
So, that was it. The theory right now is apparently HomePod is going to be releasing a mini version for the same price as the Sonos One.
Like, until they release a better version of Siri that is on par with Google Home or Alexa, it's just not worth it. I'm sorry.
I don't really think the speakers in those are that great. And that's what they're aiming for,
that's
right?
That's the thing, though. I don't use those speakers for music.
Oh, actually use them as assistants?
I use them as assistants. I mean, the only time that I'll use them for music is if I've got people over and I want to stream music like around the house, because that's the only time they're convenient.
It or whenever like we all come over and we start fucking with your sound system.
Right.
Over and over.
It acts like a Sonos system at that point.
Yeah. It kind of is a little bit worse, but yeah.
Right. But
there's some weird latency and weird connection shenanigans.
I've got studio monitors in my office for actual music, and then I've got Bose headphones for this podcast.
Bose's?
So
I don't need a Bluetooth speaker that does that.
So I'm ultra tempted by the new Bose 400s.
Bose's, yeah.
Those are my only complaint about them is how they, the unibody band.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those. Eventually, I'm going to get Sonos the fuck out, but right now I live in a small apartment.
IKEA has Sonos.
Yeah, those
now.
New speakers. But, what? Yeah, IKEA has Sonos speakers now.
Are they legit Sonos? Or are
yes.
they like
yes. It's, yeah. it's a branded it's a of partnership them. With Sonos.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're apparently pretty
what are they
nice.
Made out of, like, plywood?
Yeah, basically.
Plywood speakers?
The IKEA Sonfisk.
Are you missing like three screws? What's going on there? Is the instructions made in Swedish?
First of all, I can't. Yeah, I want them though. They have a lamp with a speaker in it, David.
They were one of the first ones to like adopt the wireless charging standard in their furniture too.
They have like, a lamp with a speaker in it. Look at the lamp with the speaker.
It looks like a magic
I don't know
wand.
What it looks like. Yeah, like a Hitachi one?
Yes.
It looks like a...
You gotta get them.
It looks
very
like a,
short.
That's how you use those tokens. private show.
Oh my.
It's the second time I brought up tokens today.
You said tokens, and then I instantly thought of the arcade, and I just got all...
And then you realized what I meant. Yeah,
no, no, I'm on the same page now.
One of my favorite
now
YouTube videos I've ever seen is Rainbow, not Rainbow Six, Resident Evil 7 playthrough by Achievement Hunter, and Jeff just goes on a rampage about 30 minutes about cam girls. I'm like, this is the best thing ever.
You know, yeah. I realized the other day he's one of the only like
old folks.
Famous Jeffs that I know.
Oh yeah.
With the same spelling as myself.
Not
the wrong spelling?
Well, no, Jeff Keighley. I forgot about him.
Ooh.
He's going to be in Death Stranding, which I'm not going to talk about because I don't want to ruin the game for myself. But there's peeing in it.
But there's peeing. You get to watch him whip out his pecker and just
so
go.
So if you are into water sports, that is the game for you. Damn, this card makes a noise.
I wonder when that game's going to go gold.
Hold on. Now, is it an atomic...
Jesus Christ. It took me a second to get that.
And good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my God.
No,
I'm so angry at you right now, Jim.
I'm going to give a buffer on that. My mic just crashed.
So is Norman Reedus anatomically correct?
Norman Reedus fetus penis.
That's what I'm referring to. Is his penis... Is it to scale?
Jesus Christ.
Well, I mean, if he's gonna pee.
Oh no!
Does it actually show you that though?
What, him peeing?
Yeah,
like, no. Does it show you the full?
Got
a pee meter like in Scott.
Don't you control it?
It goes.
I don't know. Watch the video.
I think you control it. In the
you
game.
Gotta make. You gotta maintain it like San Andreas.
Oh, Jesus.
So wait. So is your character circumcised or not?
David, you have an awful lot of questions about this. Are you that obsessed with Norman Reedus's dick?
I mean, apparently.
All right, go fucking.
What if you could choose?
Oh, speaking of on,
like
circumcised or not? Yeah. Everybody always just chooses the largest.
There's nothing on the like character selection screen except for dick size. That's
there's that Conan game you can choose.
What if
that.
There's that?
No,
but there's
no,
actually,
you can't. Not anymore.
There's actually a mechanic in the game.
Oh, they got rid of it.
What if there's a mechanic in the game that slows you down or makes you, you know, uncomfortable or kills your stamina faster or something?
Okay, first off,
I'm over-encumbered. I drank too much.
You could make it way too big.
Like, how fucking anti-aerodynamic are you with a huge
dick? You just pass out from blood loss.
You have to wear special compression shorts just to keep it on one side.
Oh, Jesus. The chafing.
I'm just watching my
Mr. Norman Reedus, we gave you some Viagra at the beginning of this game. Oh no.
All this because PT got canceled.
This is his revenge. He's like, haha, I'm gonna fucking sneak pissing into my game. We'll be able to cancel it now, Sony.
That's because Del Toro is probably
and for
trying
the
to
ladies,
do even weirder
you get
shit.
Norman Reedus's penis.
It's just too far along, Sony's like, we gotta fucking pull the plug on the
development. No, we can't do it.
We can't do it.
So within the next month or two, we have Borderlands, Death Stranding.
Link's Awakening.
Link's Awakening, yeah.
Eh.
I have to wait until April.
Pokemon, right?
Wait, is Link's Awakening the one where they're on that island?
Yes, one of the best.
Yes.
So good.
I'm so ready for that game.
I have ordered it from another country.
How are you ready for it, David? It's cartoony.
We've discussed this before.
It's a different kind of.
He's a hypocrite.
No, I am not. Wind Waker is not the same as clay animation.
Look, motherfucker, calm down.
First of all, it's called claymation.
It's a truncated version of clay animation.
Yeah, but it's different.
Also, it's not claymation. It's stop motion.
Oh, get fucked.
Hold on, I'm trying to shut up Minecraft.
Yeah, I ordered mine from a different country.
What?
A different country?
So
then he got oofed on by Justin.
I really wanted the Dreamer Edition.
Okay.
It's $10 more.
Okay.
It comes with an art book. I was like super stoked. Remember when I sold my Wii U to GameStop? I told the guy that I wanted to pre-order the Dreamer Edition, but he pre-ordered the regular edition.
That's what you get.
And now you cannot pre-order the Dreamer Edition anymore.
Why didn't you order this from Amazon?
It's not there.
Or Best Buy.
But you work at a store in which you could have gotten early pre-order.
Nope.
Best Buy has it.
Not right now.
Oh, well, yeah.
Okay, hold on. Dreamer Edition, right?
Dude, do you not think I did this last night, looked everywhere so that I could pre-order this damn game?
He goes to shady-ass sites.
Amazon, Walmart, Target.
I meant Jeff.
Oh. So, Justin, friend of the show, Justin.
No, don't call him
recommended.
That. No.
Don't call him a friend.
Acquaintance of the show, Justin.
How much are you trying to spend on this?
$69.99.
He already bought it. He already bought the bigger edition, so
it's already done version.
Uh-oh.
Because it's region free, it's gonna play in America. It's got an English language option. I looked it up.
Oh my god.
Just the case of the game is gonna be the Japanese case, which I think is pretty cool.
Oh god.
And the art book is Japanese. And I was bummed about that. I said, man, this art book's going to be in Japanese. And then Justin goes, you going to read it or are you going to look at the fucking art?
You dumb piece of shit. That made me laugh. Like, yes.
Which one is the one I don't like with Zelda?
Wind Waker. Which is just best, shouted but it's how much you hated it.
Well,
what was that thing you said to me the other day, Jim? That lovely little thing that you said that was like, God damn, why do you gotta be so cold? Something about how you might have an opinion, but you're still wrong.
Oh, America has opinions. You can have your opinion. It's wrong, but you can still have it.
I just tell people it's okay to be wrong a lot. Especially at work. I'm just like, it's okay for you to be wrong.
Coming soon.
Oh, my God. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening to this episode of Rant On.
Yeah.
Nintendo
taking down the music.
For Silent Michael Fritz, for Jeff Stevens, for David Feldman, for Jim Keel, I'm Todd Arden. Have a good night.
Nintendo's taking it down.